This podcast is brought to you by Cross Catholic Outreach. Last year, Cross Catholic Outreach provided over 30 million meals to families in need around the world. Join us in our global effort to reduce material and spiritual poverty. Learn more at crosscatholic.org/bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Are we really relying on God? Are we truly fighting the spiritual war every moment of every day with Him? Or are we allowing the world to take over and let the emotions and feelings of anxiety and anger and frustration, guilt, whatever those negative feelings and emotions are, kind of overwhelm us and therefore pour out of us to those around us? I think all too often we fall into the world. Today's reading was a grim reminder. I'm going to read you a couple in case you didn't read it yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 9. Brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as a spiritual people, but as fleshy people, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. Indeed, you are still not able to take it, even now, for you are still of the flesh. Where there is jealousy and rivalry among you, are you not of the flesh and walking according to the manner of man? I'm going to skip a couple of verses here. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who causes the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers, you are God's field, God's building. So what is this really saying? All too often, we are fleshy people. We live according to the world, we live in the world, we live of the world. We allow those emotions of jealousy, anger, frustration, hatred, self-hatred, guilt, fear, overcome our lives. And we do not go to the Almighty God to grow, not only in us, but through us to other people, where we plant good seed and water them. When we're fearful and anxious and worried, we're not planting good seeds. We're not planting any seeds. You know, no one's looking at us saying, yeah, I want that. I want to be just like that. No, that's not happening. God is the one who we need to go to and ask Him to grow within us. Because guess what? Jesus is the healer. So let's go to the readings of the gospel today. Luke chapter 4, verse 38 through 44. So Jesus leaves the synagogue. He enters the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. So they went to Jesus, prayed to him, Lord. They interceded on her behalf. Jesus stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. Boom. a healing because we went, they went, sorry, I'm putting myself into this gospel. They went to Jesus and said, Lord, please heal her. And then all the people who were sick with various diseases were brought to Jesus. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, You are the Son of God. Okay, then they go and hunt him out, find him because he went to a deserted place to pray at daybreak, but they kept following him, looking for him. And they were trying to prevent him from leaving, saying, Jesus, you can't go. We need you to heal more people. And he says to them, to the other towns also I must go to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent. Again, Jesus, God, we need him to grow in us. We need him to heal us. And we need him to be in us so that we can fight. Those emotions of anger, fear, jealousy, rage, frustration, self-hatred, guilt are not God. Those are Satan coming to attack us. Sorry, there's this crazy weird bird out my window. In case you can hear this clicky chirp, that's what it is. So what we need to do is immediately bind those spirits, renounce those spirits. I think we get so busy that we forget that we must stop, renounce them. I don't care if you got to grab a piece of paper or record this in your phone, but this is the prayer you need to pray with full confidence, calling on the power of Jesus Christ, who, just by saying his name, we can cast out these spirits from around us, and then ask the Father to fill us with his love and his blessings. Here's the prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of fear, and I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence. Father, please fill me with your peace. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your love. You can use any spirit of fear, anger, anxiety, worry, lust, temptation, whatever is haunting you and taunting you at that moment. And then you can use the opposite virtue of God's spirit in you. Humility, joy, love. Go through the virtues, kindness, peace, self-control. Cast away the evil and call on the good. This is what we must do the moment that those anxious feelings and emotions come. Why? Because if we don't, they're just going to hang around. Maybe they'll even get worse. Maybe they'll multiply. And then all of a sudden you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so filled with anxiety. I don't know how I can get peace. This is why we are such infants in Christ. Because we fall into the world and we forget that we have the best weapon ever, and that's Jesus. He gave us this gift of faith. He gave us these weapons. We're just walking around with all of the arsenal and we're not using it. So when those moments come, immediately bind those spirits, renounce the spirits, and then ask the Father to fill you with his spirit. And continue to do it all day, every day. This is the battle. And I have to tell you, more and more evil is being brought out into this world. I just read an article, and you, if you're on DuckDuckGo, which I am, I do not use Google, Why? Because Google filters the left-wing mainstream media articles, and the truth or the balanced side of reporting is buried pages and pages in. Not to mention, I don't really like being followed by Google. So I use DuckDuckGo as my search engine, and when I search BLM and witchcraft, I just read this article. It had the president or the leader, the co-leader, I guess, of BLM and another doctor, another leader of the organization, sharing how this is not just a hashtag, that they summon dead spirits. This is witchcraft that they are doing. And they feel connected. This is in their voices. These are their audible voices on tape recordings. And they feel connected to these spirits and responsible to do their will. So all over with these BLM people across the nation, they are calling up evil. Evil is being constantly called up and conjured. If you don't think the Video Music Awards had some sort of satanic ritual in it, you're crazy. I refuse to watch that. Anything Hollywood driven always has an undertone of Satan and Satan worshiping and conjuring up of spirits. And they use the millions of people who watch stupidly and blindly to bring them into our lives as well. It's like a curse. Yes, this is serious stuff. We're not playing around here. St. Paul said we are not battling with the flesh. We are battling spirits and principalities and evil. It's happening right before our eyes. So let's start being active in fighting them, but also at the same time, taking a moment. And when I say a moment, I'm really asking you to take at least 30 minutes, every day, sometime, and ideally in the morning, to be at peace with God, to just exist with God. Sit with that verse, growth is within God. God grows, not you and me. We can't change. We need God. Another scriptural passage is, be still and know that I am God. Maybe you can just sit with that every morning. Be still and know that I am God. And God is the one who grows in us and through us. And as we allow him with humility to take over our lives and surrender to him, he will grow in us and then through us, and we will be dropping seeds and watering without even realizing it. This fight is a constant battle. So do not think that being anxious and being worried and all of those numerous things that you're struggling with on a regular basis in today's world is normal. It's a true attack, because Satan wants you to feel uncomfortable and you to feel angry and anxious so that you can then take that out on your neighbor, take that out on your spouse, on your kids, on your coworker. Because the division, right? The jealousy, all of those not God-like spirits is what is floating around right now. And if you look at BLM, my gosh, I've never seen so much rage and hate. You gotta look at these people and think that is like possession. Possession. They are truly being ruled by evil. I don't know how a human being on their very own without demonic spirits can be that enraged. That's what we're dealing with here. There's no laughing, casual manner here. We have to take up Jesus. Ask him to lay his hands on us. Ask him to grow within us and use his power. He gave us the weapons. Now let's go use it. Let's use it to fight those spirits around us. Let's use it to fill ourselves with a new, clean spirit anew. And let's go love others. Plant those seeds, water those seeds, and know that he is God. I love you all so much. Let's fight and be active, but also be still and know that he is God. He wins. He can grow in us. Let's call on our humility and surrender to him every day, all day. And let's call on his power to fight these spirits and then fill us with his blessings. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.